and say that when you hear he's going to come, you say, well, we'll be what to see him? We'll be.
We'll be so glad to see him. Mm-hmm. I'm proud to see him. It's what I used to say.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say that now, proud to see him?
No, I don't think so.
Do you hear it very much?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
I hear it, and people say that I'm so proud to be here. Mm-hmm. Usually, I guess say happy to be here.
Yeah, I guess I'm so proud to be here was made famous by, what was that girl, lady's name? Mm-hmm.
You know, Minnie Pearl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see, we'll get some more pleasant things now. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house night after night, you say he's...
He's dating, sparking, calling on them.
Mm-hmm. Anything
important?
Important, sparking, dating. Anything else you might comment?
No.
What about if the boy gives a girl his class ring, they do what?
They go and steal it.
Mm-hmm. And maybe if he gives her a diamond, they're
engaged.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call him? He's her
fiance. Her.
Mm-hmm.
Fiance.
Yeah, and if they're not engaged, he's her.
Boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
Or beau,
and
sweetheart.
You mentioned beau. Is there any other kind of names you use for boyfriend, especially maybe kidding around with?
Honey, sweetie, something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm. And she's his
sweetheart,
mm-hmm. Or
a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Any kind of kidding terms you'd use there?
I can't think of any unless it's. Honey, a sweetie, a darling, or
mm-hmm. And say a boy comes
girl.
Over with lipstick on his collar. His little brother might come and say, aha, you've been
kissing.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that you might use there?
You've been necking.
Mm-hmm. Any other kidding kind of term?
No.
You ever hear terms like smooching?
Yeah, smooching.
What about spooning? Is that the same thing?
That would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say, well, she must have...
broken up.
Mm-hmm. Or if he asked her to marry him, she must have... the boy, if he's not coming over anymore, she must have...
turned him down.
Mm-hmm. And say that they were engaged, all of a sudden she...
rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
They broke up.
Any kidding terms you'd use there?
She gave him the door. In the boot.
Mm-hmm. Of course, if she didn't turn him down, then they would probably get
married.
Mm-hmm. What about kidding terms for marriage?
Hitched.
Hitched, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. At the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is
the best man.
Mm-hmm. And the girl that stands up with the bride is
the bridesmaid, the matron of honor.
Have you ever seen or heard around here of a kind of ceremony, maybe after a wedding, where they might, sing, serenade the bride and groom, play tricks on them, make a lot of noise and racket, and maybe even fire rifles or something in the air. You ever heard of that kind of ceremony?
Yes, I have, but I don't know what it would be called. Is it a rarity?
Have you heard it called chivalry?
Chivalry, that's what the word I was thinking.
Do you remember?
I've heard of it, but...
Mm-hmm. Do you remember where you might have heard that?
Probably from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. She may have had stories or something.
Uh-huh.
But it's not a
no, it's not.
Ceremony you see around here very often.
Mm-hmm.
And I might ask you where you saw somebody. You say, well, I saw him. You would indicate that Troy, I saw him.
Uptown.
Mm-hmm. Or what about Atlanta? I saw him.
In Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And you might say he lives, if you want to indicate that he lived in about four houses down, he lives
over the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Or if he lived in, Troy, he lives
in town.
Mm-hmm.